Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once a month, we get an opportunity to chat with the Sunrise Health Region and some of the different programs and services available within the region. And today we're going to be talking about home care. And joining us is Glenmary Christopher, home care manager for Yorkton, as well as Bev Pacey, director of integrated health services. Great to have both of you ladies joining us on the program. How are you both doing today?
Very good. Thanks.
Very well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, again, home care is what we're going to be talking about today. So for those not familiar, we'll start at very basic, outlining what exactly is defined as home care as it relates to Sunrise Health Region.
It's basically providing any services that are needed to support people to live in their homes independently as long as they possibly can.
So this helps with, potentially overflow of, say, nursing homes, something like that, correct? It really allows people to still be looked after, but still be in the comfort of their home, essentially.
That's right. There is actually a really big continuum between being completely independent and being completely dependent. So to the point where you do need to look at a permanent long-term care or nursing home environment. And a lot of people don't know about what's in that big continuum in between. So the resources that are available to help them stay in their homes and be supported, but still be as independent as they can be given their personal situation. And so that's really what we like to talk about, is letting people know what things are available, because there's a lot.
Well, and there's different stages too, I'm sure. Some people, they only need to be visited once every so often. Maybe it's a couple days. Some need maybe once a day, or sometimes even more. Like, all of this is within the realm of home care and what's available to people, right?
Yes, for sure. There's several different services that we offer, just depending on what you need. So one of the things we do is we have several branches. So one is nursing. So some people only need nursing services. They don't need any other home care services. So nursing services could be provided if someone's being discharged from hospital, but they need a little bit more nursing support at home to keep their recovery going well, to prevent being readmitted to the hospital, things like that. And so nurses can go out and visit people in their homes to help promote their wellness and recovery. We also have a treatment center in our home care office, and that's not going to people's homes, but again, it's providing therapies that people need from a nurse, such as IV therapy, dressing changes, things like that, so that they don't have to go to the hospital, to the emergency department, to get those treatments. They can have them in our office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's good then too, as clearly what you're outlining here, I made the allusion to like a nursing home as an example, but it's not necessarily even that. We're likely talking about people of all ages that receive home care.
That's right. We do have the majority of our clients towards the senior end of the spectrum, but we even do have some children that receive home care services just depending on what their needs are. So there's no age limit or anything like that. It's completely based on need.
Now, I feel I interrupted you a little bit. More services, any more to add there?
Yes. We also have continuing care assistants that work with home care, and they provide care to people in their homes surrounding their activities of daily living. So the things that you really need to do every day to look after yourself. So personal care such as bathing, dressing, meal preparation, medication administration, things like that. So they'll come into your home up to, you know, four times a day sometimes to make sure that those things are taken care of for you.
Wow. Awesome. Joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Glenmary Christopher, home care manager for Yorkton, as well as Bev Pacey, director of integrated health services. Now, obviously, for the different levels of care, there's, I'm assuming, some sort of process that has to unfold to determine what someone actually qualifies for. What is that process like, and how do people go through those steps if they're thinking of a loved one that may qualify for home care?
Anybody can call the home care office. It's very easy. There's no physician's referral that is required. If you need a nurse to come and see you, then yes, we will get orders from a doctor for nursing care. But just in terms of the other personal support services that we offer, any person can call and request an assessment to see if home care can meet their needs. There is no special referral process. An individual can call, a family member, a friend or neighbor. we just need to get the call to know that there's somebody in need.
Great. And so a simple phone call is all it really takes. And really, when it comes to what or who qualifies for home care, it could be a variety of different concerns that people have. It's maybe physical limitations. It could be mental as well. There's a wide range in terms of qualification too in that regard as well.
That's right. And it's not even necessarily so much qualification. It's just, what do you need? And so an assessor, if you need home service supports, then an assessor will actually come out to your home and meet with you, meet with your family members if necessary, and do a very comprehensive assessment of what your needs actually are. And then they will work with you to determine what we can offer that will meet your needs that is acceptable to you.
Okay. Something I'm just curious about too, people may not realize just how many people are, like in terms of staffing and things of that nature, like how many nurses are there in a, I guess, I don't know if you want to describe in the region or per patient, or what are the numbers look like when it comes to staffing and things of that nature?
Off the top of my head, I can't tell you the exact number.
No problem.
But I know we have several hundred staff members between nurses and continuing care assistants and assessors working in home care. There's several hundred.
That's awesome.
And just to give people an idea of the scope of community services, we have as many clients in community receiving care in the health region as we have long-term care and acute care beds in the entire health region. So it's like a whole other little healthcare system.
Yeah.
It's not that little.
No, exactly. And you do have to go person to person, but obviously there is such a benefit of being able to keep people in their own homes. So there's a lot of security there. People love that independence if they're able to keep it going for as long as possible.
And most people want that. People are comfortable in their homes with their loved ones. Like you said, there's a great deal of security there. It's an environment that is safe, and most people do want to stay in their homes for as long as possible. Generally, we can facilitate that to a very large degree, and I think people often don't know about asking for home care services until it's almost too late, till it's almost too hard to keep them in their homes.
Yeah.
So, you know, one message I would like to give is, don't wait until you're in a dire situation before you call us. We can do a variety of things to help just to make your daily life much easier to navigate. And even for caregivers, you know, if you have somebody that you rely on a great deal to help you, then home care might be a great way for us to come and help and take a little pressure off them too.
Well, and it sounds like as well, just with home care to then making the move into like maybe a nursing home or something like that, it's not necessarily like a snap of the finger kind of thing. It's one day someone's able to live independently on their own to the next day it's now they have to be in a nursing home. There is a lot of that transition phase that can happen, and home care can really help with that.
Home care really can help with that. But sometimes there gets to be a little bit too hard for people to stay in their own home for various reasons. Maybe it's on a farm or just too hard to take care of their home. And there's lots of different places before coming to long-term care. Seniors housing, that's a wonderful, it's a community where people, the places are easier to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
There's assisted living, lots of assisted living places popping up around the region, and they're little communities and people go there and they have a wonderful time. And then there's some personal care homes, and like the assisted living, the personal care home places, you really get to keep a lot of your independence and get to make a lot of choices. My area is long-term care, where that, and people do have to come there when they do require, you know, 24-hour care, specialized care. So that is an option, but there certainly is lots of other places before long-term care.
And every person, it's so unique, given their situation. There are, like my wife, her Baba, she's still 96, and she's still cooking for herself every single day. On the other end of the coin, there might be those in their 70s who, just due to maybe different things, maybe it's Alzheimer's, dementia, something to that effect, where they just can't. So there's really no mold of, just based on someone's age, this is where they should be.
And that's where the assessors for home care come in. They assess the person, they work with them, they work with the families, they work with the home care staff to see what can be provided. And there's many, many options, and they really do try different things and really try to make it work for the resident and the client and their family, mm-hmm. what works for them.
Well, it's neat too, because of a benefit of something like home care as an example. It allows someone, no matter where they are in the region, to be able to have someone come to them. It doesn't matter if they're in a smaller community or maybe even on the farm or an acreage or something like that. Someone can still come to them in those circumstances as well, right?
Generally, yes. There are some limitations around maybe how far away the farm is from, a town or community.
Okay.
And there also are some limitations based on the size of the home care office. So, you know, granted, we acknowledge in Yorkton, there's a much larger staff and a much greater ability to get out to a variety of places. In some of the very small communities, they may not offer services in the evening or on the weekend, for example.
Oh, okay.
So there are some limitations just based on size and staffing. But yes, generally, we will do everything we can to get out to farms, rural areas, any place we need to get to.
And again, all the extent of the individual's need and just what they actually need from that home care provider.
That's right.
Excellent. Again, we're on All You Ever Wanted to Know with Glenn Mary Christopher, home care manager for Yorkton, as well as Bev Pacey, director of Integrated Health Services. Home care and also a lot of other care options available within the area. And we're going to talk a bit more about some of those different options available to people, including respite care, when we come back on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Stay tuned. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, chatting with the Sunrise Health Region, and joining us, Glenn Mary Christopher, home care manager for Yorkton, as well as Bev Pacey, director of Integrated Health Services. So many different kinds of care available to people, and as things start to become more challenging, no, it does not automatically mean you have to enter a nursing home. There's lots of steps to help you and staff in terms of Sunrise Health Region willing to be there and help you in many different areas of life. We've mentioned a bit before too, it could be something as simple as meal prep. There are staff that can help you with that. Just because that is an obstacle doesn't automatically mean you have to go into a home. And there's also other programs in terms of food and things like that for the area, right?
Yes. So you talked about meal prep. So a lot of people can make their own breakfast, cereal, toast, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to have good nutrition on a daily basis. One of the things we have in our region is Meals on Wheels, and that's what it is. There's the meals are prepared in the long-term care facilities or the hospital, and then they're delivered by volunteers or home care staff right to their resident's home, and it's pretty well on a daily basis, but there. And then another thing they can do, it's called bulk meal prep, and the
okay.
nursing aide will come in to the home and make up meals and put them in little freezer packs, and that can be warmed up on weekends and that. So very nutrition is a big part of keeping people well and happy in their own homes.
That's right. Excellent. Now, a different care, respite care. For those that aren't familiar with the term, what's it all about?
Well, respite care, those are beds in the long-term care facilities.
There's okay.
A lot of our long-term care facilities have one or two respite beds there. And respite is just that. It gives the person a time to come into the long-term care facility, and it gives their caregiver a break, whether maybe the caregiver is going on a trip or they have to just need a break every once in a while from the care. And there is a charge for the respite. It's a daily charge, but it's pre-planned usually. But once in a while, there's emergencies. You know, somebody taking care of a loved one, and they get ill or have a fall or something like that. So we do also have some emergency respite beds too.
Okay. Well, so lots of different things could fall under that branch. A caregiver who is looking after a family member, mm-hmm. and just can't do it anymore. Maybe their own operation at the hospital and need some time to recovery. There's lots of situations that are accommodated in those circumstances. Could even be a winter vacation, right. Something like that.
Yeah, we book respite months in advance sometime. Okay. So that's so it's pre-planned most of the time, but there is the emergency respite mm-hmm. too.
Well, that's good that that's also available for people. Day Wellness, how does this work?
Oh, Day Wellness is kind of fun. So that's it. Most of our long-term care facilities have a Day Wellness program that they can offer. So Day Wellness, that would be, it's a big part of its socialization. You know, gets the person, gives them some place to go. They can have their noon meal there. Sometimes they can have their bath there. But mostly it's getting out, socializing. Our Lions Day Wellness here at the Yorkton District Nursing Home, for example, they have over 300 visits a month for Day Wellness clients coming to them. So it's a busy, happening little place.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And the visiting and all the rest that goes on, it's good that they have that, because socializing is obviously a very important part of people keeping just mentally healthy in a lot of ways.
So then their caregiver could, you know, get the shopping done, have a nap, whatever they want to do while, mm-hmm. you know, while the person is well taken care of.
Oh, that's great. Now, for any of the things we've talked about today, people realizing, hey, this is wonderful. I never knew about some of the stuff that was offered. I just thought it would have to be something like a long-term option eventually. But the fact that there's lots of steps in between. Let's go back to an assessment. If someone's thinking they'd like an assessment done for something like home care, how do they get the ball rolling on that?
All you need to do is call the home care office. And the number in Yorkton is 786-0711. Mm-hmm. And if you're not from Yorkton, then the Yorkton office can connect you with the office that is nearest to you. But you just say that you would like to talk about home care services, and they will send your call to one of our assessors. And then the assessors will return your call or your inquiry and find out exactly what it is that you need.
And if someone happens to be from maybe outside the area, likely they can call their own local health region and discover what their home care, I guess, services range from for their particular area. This is something that's not just unique to Sunrise Health.
That's right. There's home care services all over the province. And so if you're in a health region that is not Sunrise, yes, you would probably be able to look on your own health region's website, or even just in your local phone book, there should be an office, a number for the local home care office.
Wonderful. Well, we've had a great time chatting with Glenn Mary Christopher, home care manager for Yorkton, and Bev Pacey, director of integrated health services. Anything we've missed along the way we want to get out there for people?
Well, all I can say is home care is just such a wonderful service. They can offer so much, and just knowing that care continuing care aide is coming to see you, it just makes the day for people that are wanting to stay in their own home, and they feel safe and well cared for.
Well, and it's good to know too, just though someone may be missing the lack of a particular skill, just one, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to mean, okay, right to the home you have to go. People love being in their own homes, and I'm glad the region recognizes the importance of people being able to stay in their home, and that helps out with lessen the pressures on our facilities in the Sunrise Health Region 2. So it's a great program. We've learned lots today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Glenn Mary and Bev, thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.